Teams looking to punch their ticket to the Sweet 16. We've got another Locked On bracket breakdown. Michigan State upsetting number 2 seed Marquette, the best team in the Big East. I'm Kainani Stevens. We are checking in with our Locked On Spartans host, Matt Sheehan. Hopefully he's taking in those deep breaths, had a drink. You good?
No.
Okay.
No. Oh, am I good? I've never been better and I've never been worse at the same time. Yeah. Totally unhealthy way to live, but hey, at least we're on the right side of things here. Kai, it is beautiful seeing you. How are you doing? Are you doing okay over there?
I am well. I bet awesome. You're having a good day yourself.
It's only just the best day of all time. But other than that, yeah, it's been going fine. It's been going
why
fine.
Why is this one so special?
Do you know what? Because this team has shown itself to be one of the best teams out there in the nation when they're at their peak. All right. But we've also seen this team at their lowest lows quite a bit, but not just quite a bit, but also very recently. All right. Like last Friday against Ohio State, the Big Ten tournament, everything was going absolutely horrible. And you're thinking, okay, well, yeah, this was known for his March magic. Can he get the boys ready this time, though? Okay, USC, yeah, okay, you beat a good Pac-12 team, I guess. You didn't have the three-point ball going, but you needed your A game against Marquette, or did you? And that's what also makes this a little sweeter is that, like, Michigan State won by 9. It didn't, to me, even feel like an upset, oddly enough. Maybe I'm just feeling myself a little too much, but MSU went, what, 2 of 14, 2 of 15 from three-point land, their strength this whole season. And now, okay, we are missing everything. They are looking like me out there shooting. They're barely hitting the rim. But okay, we're just going to put our big boy pants on. We're going to play some amazing defense against a Marquette offense that is top 15 in the nation. Mati Sissoko, who we have gotten on a lot on this podcast, and I feel horrible about it. By all accounts, a great kid, but he's been very up and a lot of down this season. His last 5 minutes on defense.
Big day.
Kai, I felt like crying. I felt like crying. Just a beautiful, beautiful display of defense. The blocks late in the game, some massive rebounds. And also, one time for Malik Hall, too. That's another guy who's been very lately. Massive offensive board to really seal the game down there. So it's just unbelievable. Tyson Walker didn't even need a three. Still got, what was it, 18 points? I mean, that's what makes this sweet is that, like, MSU didn't even have their A game, and they still knocked out a 2 seed. And now, Now you start getting a little crazy and start thinking what's the future to come here because Kansas State, okay. I know I'm getting ahead of myself. I'm also rambling. I'm sorry. I could do this till midnight, but I know that's not what we want here. So
hard to collect some thoughts. It was a great game. And obviously Marquette didn't show it today maybe, but that's a great offense over there. They completely shut them down.
Yeah.
To the point where they didn't look like anything that they've done all season. So to know that Michigan State has the ability to turn that up and do that when you're saying that isn't necessarily always their strong suit, that has to give you hope going forward in the tournament.
I mean, and that was the thing that we all looked at kind of before the tournament. It's like, all right, USC. Okay, their strength on offense is guard play. Boogie Ellis, an amazing guard, held him to his worst game of the entire season. All right, Tyler Kolek, an amazing player, and they also have another good wing player in Jones. All right, so you just got to limit what they can do, and Jones got his. We're not going to lie about that. He balled out. But Kolek, they held Kolek silent the entire game. So I always thought that the wing defense, the guard defense, was pretty good. I didn't know it was that good to ace two great point guards out of the tournament in that is just the icing on the cake right there is that, okay, it's not just the strength, but it is borderline elite, maybe? Am I getting ahead of myself? I don't think I am, but maybe. I don't know. We'll see, I guess.
We're riding the high. You guys are going to the Sweet 16 at Madison Square Garden, a huge venue to play in, one of the best basketball arenas in the country. Yeah. They're going to play Kansas State. Obviously, we don't get too much into that yet because I'm sure you'll get into that on your podcast, but just looking at it right now, how do you feel about it?
It is so hard to watch the last two games and know that there's a better version of this Michigan State team out there, a team that could actually be that 40% three-point shooting team that they were the entire season. So the fact that there is another gear or two gears out there for the offense, like it's very hard not to get a little too excited. And also it doesn't hurt. I don't mean this by a place of arrogance, but when you have Tom Izzo as your coach, a man who's been to 8 of these Final Fours, how can I not just be delirious right now and thinking, like, look, I'm not saying that it's a walkthrough. Absolutely not. Kansas State, they got some dogs on the perimeter. All right. Like, that is a very, very fun team to watch. But if you could take any coach in this East region right now, I think it's the guy that lives in East Lansing. I think it is. So, yeah, that's how I'm feeling going to Sweet 16. Cautiously, 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 cautiously optimistic. cautiously.
You always have to be optimistic when you have Tom Izzo as your head coach. Now I know that you should be. I know Locked On Spartans is going to have all of this covered up and down, left and right. So Matt, thank you for joining us, giving us your instant reaction. Of course, everybody, make sure you check out Locked On College Basketball. It's all part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
You're the best, Kai. You're the best.